Empire.
Welcome to the latest edition of All's Caps with former Capitals defenseman Carl Alsner and his wife Mandy. I'm Hockey Writer Steve Wino, and we are pleased to be joined by Angela Price and Julie Petrie. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
This is a very special episode that I'm going to let Carl basically run the show on, because I know he's got a list full of questions for you guys. We're going to talk about your line change gear, obviously Carl's stupid questions, and also just kind of to get to know how you guys got to know Carl and Mandy too.
Yeah, so I'm very happy that Mandy's here. She's my wing woman. I've been wanting to get her on this for a while now. And since you two are two of our favorite people in hockey that we've met, figured that since we're here and you guys are there, this makes it, this is the best way where we can get together again. So thank you to Mandy and thank you to you guys for coming on. Really appreciate it. Okay, so we just want to start, first of all, by getting a little background, because everybody kind of knows you guys as like part of the Montreal Canadiens family. But let's start with, I know you guys both met Jeff and Carrie a long time ago, mm-hmm. back when things were what they are now. So just, if you can, just give us a little bit of background. Ange, if you want to start with where you're from and how you and Carrie kind of got together in the first place.
Yeah, I'm from Washington State. So that's on the west side.
Yes. Which is where I thought I was being drafted to originally, was Washington.
Did you seriously think that,
surprising.
Carl?
Yes, yeah, legit. I thought that.
Yeah. Like, it's not that far. It's fine. I can just travel from Calgary. It's so close.
Easy. That's surprising because everyone always thinks DC when I say Washington. So I always say state.
Thanks. Yes.
And Carrie actually played junior hockey in my hometown. So that's how we met. My college roommate was dating one of his teammates and introduced us. And it was supposed to be a little fling thing. And then here we are 15 years later. So
that's amazing. And did you, cause it was Tri-City Americans. Did you ever watch the Americans play when he was there?
No, when I was little, my dad worked for Budweiser. So we got like season tickets when I was like 5, 6, I went to the games, but no, I was too good for the hockey games back then, or thought so.
That's amazing. Awesome. All right, Julie, so give us some background, because you're from a fun place, not really hockey related.
I'm from Houston, Texas. Went to a couple Arrows games growing up, but didn't really know a thing about hockey. I went to Michigan State and played field hockey, and that is where I met Jeff, and the rest is history. However many years later, I think, same, 15, something like that.
We're 15 too.
There you go. There you
That's
go.
So
and so you guys both spend. So you guys go back to Michigan in the summers, and you and Carrie were back in Washington all last summer, right? So that's, but that's, yeah, not going to be full time for you guys, right? You guys are going to be in.
Yeah,
in
we were remodeling our home, which during COVID was a nice fun surprise. So that took a lot longer than we expected. But yeah, starting this summer, we'll be back in Kelowna, and that will be home for the summers for now. But I'm so glad, so sad you guys aren't there anymore.
I know we had to leave Kelowna. Our fires were a little too close to our house. So now we're here.
What fascinates me is just among kind of the wives dynamic, like how did you, Mandy, how did the three of you meet, kind of how does that work among teammates and just kind of like getting to know wives and girlfriends and becoming friends, and how'd you guys all become close?
It's interesting too, Wano, because I mean, for the players, there's a built-in, you know, interest with the hockey, right?
Sure.
We have something that we can all, I mean, and you guys do too, because you're there for the same reason. But you know, we have to get along because we're there together every single day. What the wives and girlfriends dynamic is a lot different, because you guys will come from all different backgrounds, you know. So that was actually part of one of the questions I wanted to know. Like, what is that like for you when a new wife or girlfriend comes into the picture, and the wives lounge and all that stuff? Like, mm-hmm. Julie, if you'll just give us a little bit of how you feel when somebody new kind of comes into that picture and how you can relate.
I love when new people come because I'm such a people person. So I'm always the one that's like, ah, hi, welcome. But yeah, like you said, it's an interesting dynamic. Like with the wives coming in, it's like the players, they just know, like, it's team. They're in it. They play with each other. They've done it their whole lives. With the wives, it's like you pick up, you move to a new city, and you've got to make friends fast, or else you're going to be lonely. You're going to feel like out of place. You're going to be homesick and all those sort of things. So I feel like the older you get, and you girls can attest to it, the older you get, you know, it's more important to make a quicker effort to get to know the wives around and kind of, you know, make those fast friendships, because that's what makes your time in whatever city like that much better. Because, and I will say, I feel like the hockey family, I can't speak for any other sports teams, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and say the hockey family is so special. Like, I feel like it's different than any other sporting team, and we stick together, and there's always somebody that knows somebody. So it's like, if you're traded or you sign somewhere, like, you're gonna have a connection there, and that kind of helps the process. And Mandy's obviously one of the easiest people to get along with, so that was a very fast friendship that will last forever.
Yeah.
And Ange, do you notice that, so I guess we have the captain of wives as well as the captain of the player, right? Or the team of the players, I guess. And so, you know, I guess when I was there, it was Shea Weber, so Bailey Weber. But with Carrie being there the longest of anybody on that team, do you find that when girls are coming in, that they look to you for a little bit of guidance? Or do you feel that as part of a role you have as the team captain?
I definitely do feel like I want to make sure everyone's reached out to. I'm not as social as, like, say, Julie. So it's me, like, texting Julie, be like, Julie, have you reached out to this girl yet? Or, but yeah, I think it's definitely on my mind to reach out, give them connections to if they have kids, for school, where to go. But I think all the wives are really good at stepping up and doing that. But it is nice when you have the captain's wife, which unfortunately with in Montreal, there's been a few years where we don't have captains. So I do try to step up as much as my personality allows.
Ange is the captain's wife. She's and she doesn't give herself enough credit, because she always says she's, you know, not outgoing enough, but she's the fun planner. She always makes sure we do things. And
I do like to plan. So
yeah,
that is kind of what you need in that role. And I mean, just because we're lucky enough to have Mandy here as well. Coming in, like, we came into Montreal after being in one place for 9 years, where you feel to a certain extent that you are, you know, let's say part of the leadership committee, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, from I would love just like for you to explain like what it's like from your side of things to come into a new room.
Yeah, so I guess I would probably describe myself more like how Ange describes herself. Not the most outgoing, and we had been here, I mean, I was like 18 when we moved down here, and so I was really nervous to go to a new team. I did speak with Julie before we got there, because we had a mutual friend, just like you were saying, in Kim Hendricks. So we had spoke a little before we got there, but I did feel like a bit of a fish out of water in like a new city, different language. It did feel like I moved to a different country, even though I was going back to where I'm from. It felt like a pretty foreign country going to Montreal.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, I know, like, it's so when you think about, like, I talk to people here all the time, it's like, you know, can you go out and do something, and they're like, oh yeah, let me see if grandma and grandpa are around to look after the kids. Like, we don't have that luxury, right? Like,
no.
There's very few of the wives that have that. And so do you guys find that as something that's kind of hard to deal with? Because also the other thing that we have that's tough in Montreal is the language barrier. So you're looking for someone to come and help with the kids that might not always speak the language. And so do you find that you have people that reach out to you to want to help, or do you find that as a struggle to get your family to come out and help enough? Because it's something that you guys are behind the scenes. You don't, it's like the trainers on the team. You guys don't get enough credit for making things work. And do you find that to be a struggle sometimes, just like the day-to-day stuff?
I think me and Julie are the same in this aspect, where we find it really hard to ask for help. So that is you. Yeah. Like, I don't, yeah. You're like strong willed. You don't need it, but you do.
Yeah.
So I think it took a long time to get to the point where, yeah, saying I will take all the help I can. I know Julie, we got to a point where, like, Julie, to watch my kids, I'll ask another person on the team to watch your kids, because you don't have family. They become your family. But yeah, asking for help has been my biggest lesson learned in this world. And now I'm maybe ask for help too much. My poor neighbor, Sarah Byron, lives right next door, and I text her every day, be like, another favor.
No, that's good. That's what the wives are there for. I miss the the hockey family that you get when you are on a team. It's the best part, I think.
What about you, Julie? Do you feel that it's the same kind of struggle?
Yeah, I think it's hard. Just because, like, I'm like Ange too. Like, I'm so close with my mom, and I always dreamed of living in the same city as my mom, and she could come watch her grandkids, you know, randomly. So that, but you get used to that not being there. Fortunately enough, and I can speak for Ange, we have found amazing help in Montreal, and they've become family. Oddly enough, well, our first sitters like came through word of mouth, but my second sitter, the one and my boys have gotten so close with, was found via Instagram. And that sounds sketchy, but the way it worked and all checked out. And honestly, like, I couldn't imagine my life without her. And I'm like trying to figure out how to like bring her to Michigan.
I have found so many good people through Instagram. Like, everyone thinks it's creepy when I go out for Instagram. I'm like, oh, we're looking for a sitter. I'm like, but no, you do your background checks and stuff once you get there. But you can feel people out, like, trust the instinct.
And our models for line change, like, we have hit the jackpot through Instagram, just putting out a little, like, tab.
Casting call, so, yeah.
It's, you know, it can be sketchy, but it's worked out. And most people have good intentions. You can really tell the people that don't have good intentions.
Yeah.
So it's easy to, you know, fix that way. But
absolutely.
That's a perfect transition. When we come back on All's Caps, we will talk about line change, the clothing line that Julie and Angela have out. We'll be right back on All's Caps. Welcome back to a special edition of All's Caps with former Capitalist defenseman Carl Alsner, his wife Mandy, Julie Petrie, and Angela Price. I'm AP hockey writer Steve Wino. You guys are all modeling the Carl and Mandy, the line change gear. Julie and Angela, can you just kind of talk about how you guys got started in putting a fashion line together for women in hockey and hockey fans in general?
I'm going to let Julie take this question. We were giving her spiel. This is her part, but she can really run with it. So I hope we have some time here.
This is where I'm trying to get my elevator pitch down to 45 seconds. Yeah, so Angela and I obviously have been in an arena and been shopping in a team store for a long time, saw the need for women's gear because, frankly, there was nothing there. There was something pink, there was something rhinestone, there was something awful fitting, and we would shop in the men's section, and then, you know, we got an opportunity with the Canadians to do something, and then we just kept hearing from hockey wives across the league, like, hey, can you do this for us? Can you do this for us? We don't have cute gear. And so we created line change, and we created it smack dab in the middle of COVID, which was wild, but it is paying off. And yeah, we founded it on basically we want to redefine the female sports fan while giving back to the community. So we create awesome clothes, and we have charitable aspect tied into it where a portion of the profits go to each team's charity. So it's really cool. And then we bring in wives from each team to be the ambassadors, to kind of be the face of the product in the market. And it kind of brings our whole hockey family together, which is special.
55 seconds.
Yeah, that was good. Your best yet.
I know. I gotta channel that in our meetings now.
Yeah, that's amazing. Who do you have as the ambassadors for the Capitals right now? Do you know?
So we have Taylor Pitt. How do I say her last name?
Pischke. Yeah.
Okay, so we have Taylor. We have Caitlin Duffy and Paige Dowd. And anyone else that I'm missing? I feel like
I have to look at my notebook. You're so good.
Angela, fun fact, she is so bad with names. Like,
the worst.
Borderline, when we're on a meeting, I'm like, don't say anybody's name out loud because you're going to get it wrong. Like, we always joke when we're like together in person and we're like walking into a party. I'm like the queen's helper, and I'm like, this is so and so. She's like,
it's embarrassing.
That's so hilarious. Bad. And so how many teams you guys have signed on now?
We had six for this season. We just are launching Edmonton, which will be our last launch for this season tomorrow. But next season we already have like nine teams, but like we're
it's
thinking
too
like
exciting.
It's very overwhelming. I think as we're seeing like the purchase orders come in, me and Julie are like, oh my gosh, like what did we sign up for? But it's a good problem to have.
What I love so much about it is that, so you have things that are like this color, but that are still representing the team, you know, like it's, like I don't always want to rock the red, you know. Like,
and that was a big thing with us is we wanted to like show our support of the game. But as Mandy knows, like none of the girls wear team stuff to the game because you don't want to be a super fan. So as a way to show your support, not being a super fan, you can wear it to the bar after and not feel out of place. So that's the point. All neutrals, blacks and whites is RGM. You won't see any. I mean, we add a little red or whatever here and there, but
yeah.
Funny enough,
we don't like the wild.
Colors. We've had a couple teams say no because they need more color options. Oh.
And we're like, you don't understand line change. This is not for you.
And then it's really unfortunate when we talk to their wives and we're like, your team wanted color and they didn't like us. And they're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. Well, I mean, I had that happen after a game in Vancouver. I went out with my buddies and one of them had a big red hockey jersey on and they wouldn't let him in. And he's like, well, I got a really disgusting shirt on underneath. I don't want to take off my jersey. And he never got to come. So, I mean, it's definitely a market that needs to be tapped. I have two things I want to talk about before we get on to the next segment, which is always the most fun. I want to talk just about your guys' social media presence, because I think that's how a lot of the word gets around with line change. And Ange, I want to hit on this too, because you also have your own personal clothing line too. Will you just quickly give us a rundown of what that is?
Yeah, I started just kind of similar line change. Like I just wanted these good staples that were comfortable, but you could still wear out and about. And I just wasn't finding what I wanted. So created my own by Angela, the label. I created that just a few months before line change, which now in retrospect was a lot at one time, but it's worked out and they complement each other and things that don't work for my line. Like maybe we could bring this over to line change and vice versa. So it's actually worked out very nicely. And yes, thanks to social media and it's like the only market you need these days, which is only like marketing you need these days. So it makes life easy.
And you guys are both really, really great on it. And we want to thank you. You guys helped us out in our giveaway that we just did. So thank you very much.
Well, that was such a fun giveaway.
Fun. It was so fun.
I'm
so pumped.
Yeah.
I wish did you tell the winner?
Yeah, she finally got back to me this morning. Well, I reached out to her last night before I announced it this morning. Yeah. And I never heard back, but she got back to me and she's so excited. They have a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old and they've never been to Disney and they're so excited. It's going to be great.
That's so fun.
That was so cool. You guys did that.
I know.
So yeah, for those of you who are unaware, because we haven't talked about this on this the show, that Carl and Mandy gave away a trip to Disney World. That there was a, I guess, an Instagram contest that you guys did, and finally have a winner as of today.
Yes, we do. It was fun. It was it felt like a lot of pressure, but
it did.
We did it.
Now the first one's under the year belt.
Yes, now it's a smooth sailing. Yeah. Giveaway after giveaway now. But so I just wanted to bring it up because I went through a point during the lockout in 2012 where Twitter was really big then. And we had me and a couple of the guys got it. We started getting all these followers and then the lockout happens. And then these great followers turned into a lot of like
trolls
essentially is what it was. And And so I found that the more I would engage with them privately, so private messages, things like that, that they would just back down completely. And then they were my best friend. And I wonder, do you guys ever do that? Do you ever engage with anybody directly when they're coming after you guys? Because Montreal's a tough market. Well, I know we've talked about it a bunch. It's a hard market to be in. Do you ever engage with people or do you just completely, you know, I'm not going to worry about it? And if so, do you notice that they will back down or do you think you're treated differently because you are the wives of the players or a female? Like, Julia, you're kind of thinking, I see the wheels turning. Do you have
any questions? I'm laughing because I had an incident, I guess you want to call it, a little earlier in the season. And I mean, you know, Jeff's not having the most stellar of seasons and people turn in, you know, they're in the Stanley Cup playoffs 6 months ago and now they're the last place team. And it's just the fickle fan base can get so cruel. And I know they're not the real fans, the ones that are like trolling, they're, I don't know what they are. But you can let it go for so long. And I think Ange is, you can let it go and you can read these comments and it's more of a reflection of those people and the misery in their life. And that's what you have to keep reminding yourself. But then it's like, you can only have, you can have thick skin, but eventually like one of them's going to pierce it. And one of them did pierce it for me. And I was like, this is enough. If she has the balls to write this to me privately, then I'm going to blast her publicly and say this is unacceptable, because there are humans, athletes are humans, their families are normal families. And when you, I mean, this person attacked my husband's character as a father and how like ashamed he should be to be like my kid's dad, you know, like whatever. And obviously not true because he's the best dad. But I'm just like, that crosses the line and this is unacceptable. And so I posted it and it kind of went, whatever, viral, or the Montreal media took it, made stories about it. This is why people aren't going to want to sign in these big hockey markets, because you have people, da 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 da. But I will say, by doing that, I had 3 guys reach out to me, and ones that wrote, and I remember their names. Like, you could just remember, like, oh, they wrote that nasty comment that didn't like hit me or feel anything. And they apologized. They said, I'm so sorry. I never thought of it. Like, I never thought you would read it. I would never thought you would whatever. And it's like, really? Like, you just think you can sit behind there? And so yeah, I don't know what the question was, but that's a story.
That's about right.
Well, that's it. I mean, you pretty much nailed it there. Like, as soon as people realize the human side behind it, then they realize that they weren't being a very good human, right?
And that's right. And it's like, everybody is a person. So, and if you can't say it to somebody's face, do not write it on the computer. Right.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so the other thing I wanted to ask is, now that you guys have been doing this for so long, do you feel like it is everything you thought it was going to be when you guys first started dating back in the day? Or do you think it's better? Or what do you think, Ange? How do you think that the ride goes compared to what you thought?
It depends on the week. there is a lot more ups and downs than I could have ever imagined. And I don't know, knowing what you know now, like, would I have downsized up for it? Like, I'm glad I did, but it's taken a lot. And especially like the year Carrie's had this year, like it's crazy. I don't know. Like,
Yeah, it's hard to, you can never imagine everything that goes on, but it's
no, like, would have no idea, especially when everyone got into it so young. Mandy, you got into it so young. Like, you think you know what you're signing up for, but you have no clue.
Yeah.
But luckily, I mean, there's a learning curve too. I'm lucky enough that Carrie spent his whole career in Montreal. So once we get over the hump, the first few years, you kind of get in a nice groove, and luckily we've always stayed put. So I think it's been a little easier for us than others.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's just something that's interesting for everybody to know. You know the home team, know what's going on with the home team, that it's hard and it's a lot of work that everybody puts in to have this, you know, like I said before, like the trainers, you guys are putting so much work behind the scenes to make sure that this product ends up being smooth.
It's not all glamorous.
It's not always glamorous, although there are a lot of fun things, and totally. we post them and we show them, because that's what people want to see.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, everything that you guys do behind the scenes, as well as, you know, putting this company together, I think is very impressive. So
I think that's what's made it easier for Julie and I, is when you find something of your own and you're not just like living for your husband, it makes it more doable.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, good job with it. I think that's awesome. Thank you. Think we're gonna hit you guys with some light stuff coming up here.
Yeah, and especially not glamorous, is answering Carl's stupid question, which is next up for Julie Petrie and Angela Price on All Caps. Welcome back to All Caps. I'm a hockey writer, Steve Wino, with former Capitals defenseman Carl Alzner, his wife Mandy, and Julie Petrie and Angela Price. And now, of course, Carl's favorite portion of the show, Carl's stupid question.
Yeah, so this is good that Mandy's here, because normally I get a lot of help from her with these questions. So that's huge. And the first question is a simple one, but it brings me back to a great memory that we had with you guys when we were in Laval and we had our Super Bowl party, and you guys invited us so kindly to come back was it Paulie's house, to the Byron's house, I think, for
for
the Super Bowl party. And we had a great dance party and a sing-along party. So I should ask what your
was like an eighth grade rave.
Yes, exactly. I should ask what your guys' favorite dance move is, but instead we're gonna go with what's your favorite karaoke song? What are you gonna request? I don't know who wants to go first. Julie, you want to go first?
Yeah. Anything Whitney Houston.
Anything Whitney Houston? Okay.
Write down the answers.
Oh, yeah, I got to write down.
Angela will not be karaokeing unless she is knee-deep in tequila and we drag her there.
Yeah.
And then maybe we might get a song out of her.
Let's pretend we're there.
Probably something Miranda Lambert or Pistol Annie.
That's good. Yes. Those are good.
Okay. I like that. Good job there. Okay. So I write down all the answers, like Mandy said, because I go back for ammunition whenever I need it. okay. Let's go Ange first. What's your late night snack of choice?
I'm a real dried meat salami. Mm-hmm. I always, I know Carrie thinks I'm disgusting too, but I just love it.
That's disgusting.
That's a first. That's a first.
What's yours, Julie?
Brownies, for sure. And Angela and I both love our brownies frozen with sea salt on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fun fact. Good.
We need Mandy here to cook us some.
I could go for a brownie right now.
I miss Mandy's birthday cakes. Like, every time there's a birthday, I'm like, really? Like, nothing can be that good.
Thanks.
I will say, every dessert frozen is better.
So much better. Like, even chocolate chip cookie frozen. So good.
Yeah. Cake is good frozen too.
Cake?
Yes.
Cake is dynamite.
Yeah.
Okay, so me and Mandy have a pretty strict rule in this house.
There's no rules in this house.
For whoever cooks doesn't have to clean. Do you guys have that rule? And does it get followed?
We have that, but it sometimes Jeff gets out. I don't know. Oh, but then I'll just walk away and he can't go to bed with the dishes in the sink. I can. So I'm like, see ya.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
For us, it's like whoever has the least patience with the kids will do the dishes. So there's always so much going on that doing
that's
the dishes.
That's actually a good point. Or it's like, who wants to do bedtime? And I'm like, I'll do the dishes.
Yeah.
I got the dishes.
That's actually way more how it goes.
Yeah. I found myself doing some dishes lately. Maybe that's what it is that I'm doing. Like, I can't. I'm busy.
I'm really tied up.
Yeah. We used to do the drive from our place in Lake Country to the kids' schools. And it was like a total, it was close to an hour-long drive. And I would always just do it because I like driving. And then I think Mandy realized that, holy smokes, that's like an hour of like alone time, like listen to a book and a podcast. Yeah. Next thing you know, she's ready to go out the door. I'm like, wait, where are you going? This is where I listen to the radio. And then next thing you know, now it's like we're battling to get into the car.
I'll get the kids.
Oh, it's so funny. Okay, I don't think I've asked this one yet. I'm curious what your favorite fast food restaurant is. Yeah, well, let's go with you first, Julie.
In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, yeah.
I know that.
I've never had it.
Mine, I think, is maybe BC specific, but White Spot. Is that everywhere?
Oh, yes. I was a huge White Spot fan growing up. Little
like me
sauce.
And Carrie, when we get into BC, that's our first stop. It's like we want White Spot, it, bacon guys. Cheeseburger. Oh my gosh, it's heavenly.
I mean, I do love me some Chick-fil-A, but they're high, but.
In-N-Out is so solid though, and we don't get it enough, which is a great choice. And White Spot was my favorite childhood spot. So why don't you know?
I've never heard of White Spot. I've never been to one.
I've heard of White Castle.
No, yeah. So no, not even comparable. You just have to come to Kelowna again, Julie.
Yes. they have we used to go to the one in Burnaby, and it was the drive in. So you would come open up the windows and they put the big long board across the windows and it was so much fun. Nostalgia. Okay. Next question is, it'll go to you first, Ange. Bucket list vacation. Tell me where it would be. Would it be adults only, adults and kids, family? What would be the bucket list vacation for you?
Absolutely adults only. It'd be like a friends trip. I like friends trips.
Yeah.
And probably to Greece. That's on my, the top of my list right now. I've never been.
Can I come? That sounds
I like the friends trip.
She basically stole my answer. So I would say like Italy or Greece or maybe both. Like you do both with friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
In so I guess we're doing, should we put this on the calendar?
Guys, I'm free.
Let's plan on our moon board.
That's so good. Okay, ditto, easy one. Okay, and then last one, which is, I think it's a great question. We've never asked it before either.
Oh, this is a okay. great question.
If there was one kid show or movie that you could just eliminate, so no parent has to sit through it again, what would it be? We can tell you ours if you'd like some reference. It would be probably...
We were doing TV show,
TV show.
Yeah.
And it was Cocomelon.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We're done with Cocomelon. Well, I know Cocomelon is like...
I'm thankful.
My boys are not into it.
Oh, not into it, yeah.
The songs, they're just awful.
They're like the songs, but like not the original songs. So it's this, it's literally over and over and I will say, it does the trick for the kids, like usually, not for Judy, but.
And at all ages too, like even my 6-year-old will watch it. Like,
yeah.
Maybe totally. I need to try it. Maybe we're just
no, it. You don't need to. No.
I feel like it's just going to be like whatever my kids are into now. And I'm like, it's time to change it up. So we're very into Team Umizoomi. Do you guys know that?
Umizoomi, yeah, yeah.
I've never seen it. But I don't know. I feel like there's a better answer here.
What I'm trying to think. I hate, and I know this is the most unpopular answer, the movie Frozen. I cannot stand it. I think that's the worst Disney movie ever created.
Oh, you know what show comes on? My kids never watch it, but it's because probably I'm like, no, we're not watching it, is SpongeBob. I can't.
Oh, like, no.
It's no, like, don't. Good. Just take it off of, it's always on TV. And I just take it off.
SpongeBob, Frozen, and Team Umizoomi. Gotcha.
Perfect. I mean, Team Umizoomi actually, like, whatever, they're learning something, so.
Well, yeah, if it's educational, I don't know. It's something about the shows with the songs that get in. Like, I love Disney songs. I'll listen to the Frozen soundtrack. I don't need to watch the movie. I like the songs. But a show where there's a character with a really, really annoying voice, like Caillou or something like that, it's like, no, I don't want to listen to that.
Why?
Oh, gosh.
All right, well, that's
we're running out of time, Carl. So how much do you need? We need a math equation here.
Yes, let me quickly punch this into my brain calculator. And
y'all were gonna make us do math.
I feel like with the white spot answer, that gets us up there.
You're absolutely right. White spot and In-N-Out. You guys both nailed it. And the trip that I'm expecting an
and
invite.
Brownies. Like Carl could eat a bucket of frozen brownies.
So we're going to Greece. Mandy's bringing the brownies.
And it came out to 275 points because there's two of you. You got double the points. Which Wino
first place
brings him into first place.
First place also. Yes.
Congratulations, guys!
I love this. I want to know. We're gonna have to have a separate Zoom call to figure out how you calculate this.
No.
There's no. It's all made up, and the points don't matter. It's basically what we're doing here. But congratulations to you guys on your first place performance and on Line Change. Thank you very much for joining us on AllsCaps.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And for everybody listening, we will talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.